Welcome to the Muswell Hill Methodist Church podcast. Today, we'll be hearing from Reverend Matt's message from our service on Sunday, where we look at when God's justice seems unfair. If you live in North London or are visiting, we'd love to welcome you at our church, and you can find more details about us on our social media. Let's hear from the Bible. For the kingdom of heaven is like a landowner who went out early in the morning to hire men to work in his vineyard. He agreed to pay them a denarius for the day and sent them into his vineyard. About the third hour, he went out and saw others standing in the marketplace doing nothing. He told them, "You also go and work in my vineyard and I'll pay you whatever is right." So they went. He went out again about the sixth hour and the ninth hour and did the same thing. About the 11th hour, he went out and found still others standing around. He asked them, why have you been standing here all day doing nothing? Because no one has hired us, they answered. He said to them, "You also go and work in my vineyard." When evening came, the owner of the vineyard came to his foreman. "Call the workers and pay them their wages, beginning with the last ones hired and going on to the first." The workers who were hired about the 11th hour came, and each received a denarius. So when those came who were hired first, they expected to receive more. But each one of them also received a denarius. When they received it, they began to grumble against the landowner. "These men who were hired last worked only 1 hour," they said, "and you have made them equal to us, who have borne the burden of the work and heat of the day." But he answered one of them, "Friend, I'm not being unfair to you. Didn't you agree to work for a denarius? Take your pay and go. I want to give the man who was hired last the same as I gave you. Don't I have the right to do what I want with my own money? Or are you envious because I am generous?" So the last will be the first, and the first will be the last.
I wonder if anybody here likes Harry Potter. If you like Harry Potter, give us a wave. Don't worry, if it's, I know some that don't like it, they might think, "Oh, how can Harry Potter be mentioned in our church? Oh dear." Well, never mind. Maybe you've read the books, you've seen the film, but in the series of Harry Potter, it begins with the very first, when Harry starts school, and then there is a sorting hat. They put the hat on the heads, each student. How college have changed different from when I went. And the hat would speak to them about what house they were going to be in. So it'd be like Gryffindor, and then it would tell them, and that was their house of what they were going to be. The head teacher of the school, Professor Dumbledore, says to Harry, it is our choices, Harry, that show what we truly are, far more than our abilities. It's the choices that make us for who we truly are, far more than our abilities. If only world leaders would listen to those words. Dumbledore is basically saying that you can be great, but you can make poor choices. So the choices that we make are very important. And that's the same from our passages for today, from Jonah and in the Gospel of Matthew. Do we find it hard to make choices? I know that I do, something from small to big. But I just thought of choices, my mind went straight to the Jungle Book, where there were some birds on the vultures or on the tree. And I thought we could maybe watch that clip now about what do you want to do.
Hey, Flaps, what are we going to do?
I don't know. What do you want to do?
I've got it. Let's flap over the east side of the jungle. They've always got a bit of action, a bit of a swinging scene, all right?
Ah, come off it. Things are right and dead all over.
You mean you wish they were?
Very funny.
Okay, so what we're gonna do?
I don't know. What do you want to do?
Look, Flaps, first I say what we're gonna do. Then you say, I don't know, what do you want to do? Then I say what we're gonna do. You say what you want to do. What we're gonna do, what you want. Let's do something.
Okay, what do you want to do?
Oh, blimey. There you go again. The same notes again.
I've got it. This time I've really got it.
So you've got it. So what are we going to do?
Hold it, lads. Look. Look what's coming our way.
Funny, really, to play, but I remember, like, always saying, and later on, what you're going to do? Oh, don't start that again. It's really, I find it hard to make choices. And Friday is my day off, and we like to get out from the manse. And I like Helen to make the choices for me. Because if she says to me, what do you want to do? I'm like those, well, I don't know, what do you want to do? And then she'd say, don't start that again. But usually I leave it to Helen, because after I have decided, then she would say anyway, well, why don't we do this? And you think, well, why did you ask me in the first place? But I find it really hard to make a decision, something really small or something really big. Jonah, in our reading, finds it really hard to make choices. He isn't keen on his job as a prophet. And some of the workers in our gospel reading, they complain about their work. As I said earlier on, when I was a child, I found it really difficult when I used to say to my parents, that's not fair. That is not fair at all. Well, some of the choices that we have to make seem unfair. That the life to which we are called doesn't always work out as we thought it would. Our Bible readings today also seem unfair. Jesus tells a parable, which is a story with a meaning, about the owner of a vineyard. The owner is concerned to hire as many workers as possible all through the day and then pays all the workers of the time that they had started work. That seems a little unfair. God's justice seems unfair. But the kingdom of heaven is like this. That no one gets more or less than anyone else. Everyone belongs and receives equal measure. As we heard when Jesus says, the last shall be first. That's good for my football team. That means that we're going to win the league this year. But the last will be first. That seems unfair, doesn't it? But what does that look like for us here as Muswell Hill Methodist Church? Does it mean that you've more of a right if you've been coming all your life to anybody who it's their first time? Actually, no, it doesn't. Because what we're saying, that everybody here belongs to God. And that means, it might mean that we have to welcome those people who annoy us. That's fine. Sometimes we can think, or I think if anyone comes into church, I think, oh no, so-and-so's here today. But leave it to God, that's absolutely fine. But we're here to welcome each other. That means welcoming people who are different from us, people who don't think like us. Maybe if you think, oh, I wish the minister was like what the minister was a few years, like the years ago. Sorry, we come and go. But actually what we are saying is that everyone here belongs. That's what Jesus is saying, that everybody who is last shall be first. We're really good at Christians at quoting scripture when it suits us. But when it's subjects that we find really difficult, we point to the Bible and we go, ooh, straight away, and we cherry pick. Well, folks, Jesus welcomes everybody. Everybody receives an equal measure. Even me standing at the front, praise God, that I don't have the final say in things. We are a priesthood of all believers. All are truly welcome. Easy said than done. But if we all just got on and we put our differences to a side, because the kingdom of heaven, all will be one. Jesus tells a story about the relationship between a landowner and his employees, and the prophet Jonah complaining that that's not fair, about the injustice of God forgiving the people of Nineveh, a city that seems to have gone away. We are encouraged to think about the fairness or the lack of it in the world today. We don't have to look far We just turn on the news and give examples where it seems plain unfair. Whether if it's people who have been bullied at school, to flooding in Libya, to the earthquakes in Morocco, and what we're seeing in the world around us of where people want to live affects the most vulnerable people. And I don't know how anybody can actually deny about a climate crisis. It's with us everywhere. And we see it in the news and we think that seems unfair. And the most popular question people will say to me, apart from how could you belong to a church that doesn't welcome people, but actually one of the most popular questions that asked to me is, why do bad things happen to good people and good things happen to bad people? And why? Why does bad things happen to good people? I'm asking myself that question sometimes. I don't have this around my neck and go, you know what, that isn't life good today? We're wrestling with it together. We don't have an answer for it. Life is a journey. And life seems unfair sometimes. If only we knew all the answers, then actually, that would be great, wouldn't it? But that's not what faith is all about. Faith is about being on a journey together, wrestling with the things that happen to us, big or small. A question that people ask all the time, I've asked for years and will continue to ask for years to come, but it's also a question, and take comfort from this, it's a question which is tackled today in the Bible. Scripture promises us that when we see a new heaven and a new earth, that it is then when we will fully understand God's justice. When the heaven comes down, we will see the justice happening. That's why sometimes justice, it seems unfair. But what's our role in all of this? What is our role in all of this? Maybe from here you'll go and you'll have a party. I know you've got a gazebo planned and you're going to be there. Maybe later on people will come to Lego Church or some at 4 o'clock will switch the football on. Whatever you do, what is our role, every one of us, in this? Christian, no Christian. Whatever we are, what is our role in this? It's simple. It's to allow people to see hope and love in what we do. Don't matter what we believe or where we are on our journey, hope and love are two important words that are needed in the world today, in a world that seems so unfair. The choices that we make a difference. So let's be people who make a difference, however small they are, and may people see light in all that we do, even when things seem a little unfair. Amen.
Thank you for joining us today. We pray that as we continue to upload sermons, prayers, podcasts and more, that you find something here for you. Feel free to follow our podcast on Spotify or Apple Music so that you can hear when we upload new episodes. Until next time, God bless you.